Descriptions like surprisingly normal, corn-fed, and the girl next door, if you're lucky, have followed Jane Pauley over her 30-plus year career in television, from anchoring the news in Indianapolis and Chicago, and then hosting the Today Show at an age at which many young people are still holding their first relatively faceless jobs in a store or office. She has the kind of beauty people rarely resent, and is smart in a way that doesn't rile or call attention to itself. She's always had the gift of seeming to keep an even strain, as the test pilots put it. But in her new memoir, Jane Pauley writes about strains that gradually began to grate and threatened her orderly, blessed life as a news celebrity and wife and mother. Jane Pauley joins us now from her office in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Delighted, Scott.
Your story, or the story of this book, begins with a rather unglamorous case of hives.
They call it urticaria, I guess, in the medical book, which sounds a little more serious, but it took me to the emergency room twice and once by ambulance, and all I could think of was how ridiculous it was. Make way, hives. And I kept apologizing all the time I was there, and so doctors kept assuring me that when your throat is swelling up, you can this condition set in. And I was sent for the first time in my life to a doctor who prescribed antidepressants. And 4 or 5 months later, when the depression got only worse, not better, suddenly I improved rather dramatically, to the point where I was at a party once and I thought, am I a little enjoying myself a little too much? Am I a little too charming? But it wasn't until a few weeks after that, probably 6 weeks, that I was officially diagnosed as bipolar. I wasn't previously bipolar, but clearly it was in my family somewhere. And all those, the hives, the steroids, the antidepressant seems to have awakened it, basically. And I was sick.
You look back in your family line, and at least to your own satisfaction, seemed to trace a lot of this to your father, who concealed a drinking problem for
Yes,
years.
he led a remarkable life that in the early part of his life was tragic. Most notably, when he was 23, he was in an automobile accident driving and hit a tree, and his mother was killed. That's just one, the most serious of a string of what my father would have called his disappointments. All that is to say, my father's drinking was kind of understandably rooted in the tragedies of his early life. As a result, though, I didn't know anything about my grandparents, though somewhere I had the understanding that my father might have been taking his mother home after a visit to the doctor for depression.
I know for people with depression, it is senseless to ask themselves, what have I got to be depressed about? But I wonder if you ever said to yourself, this can't be depression. This has to be something else. Maybe all that I think I have is meaningless.
Well, if I was vulnerable to depression, it probably was for biological reasons. It was genetic. And the strain might have been a trigger, but probably no more than a trigger. So I don't think my job made me sick, but I do think that being happy in work, that's going to make you happier and healthier. And I'm happy to say that I'm starting a new career in television, and it feels like work I want to do.
This is the new show that starts on Monday, right?
Yep.
I'll just bet your name's in the title.
They insisted. It's a daytime show. It's not news. It is a lot of hard work. And I ran into Ellen DeGeneres long enough to hear her only say, a lot of hard work. And she's right about that.
Jane, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Jane Pauley, her new book is Skywriting, and on Monday she begins a new show called, I've misplaced the title. What is it again?
The Jane Pauley Show.